What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And so that was kind of in response to the question about the narratives forming that Shador played in a simple offense and that basically a high school offense, which has been a post-draft criticism, and then the idea that Shador isn't NFL ready. And although each one of I think he kind of split the difference there
a little bit when he was talking. I'm like, that does sound good.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound bad at all.
Well, no, I mean, I like,
he should be able to make calls and changes at the line the way that most quarterbacks can.
I think that's probably the most underreported thing of the Shador drop, the Shadrop as we called it, is I think the amount of power he had in Colorado and that he was accustomed to made NFL teams really uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. What was that clip we played? Like, it was maybe like a month and a half before the draft. It was like well in advance of the draft that was talking about how Shador wanted to be able to basically call out every one of his teammates. And like I want to play with this guy, and this guy. As if he's going to be like a de facto GM. Yeah. A lot of people, I imagine, that got scared of that.
And so this is, so like that is one of the main pillars of what informs my take. That so much of what the Browns have tried to do with him is humble him.
Yeah.
And put you in your place, so to speak. And I hate that mentality. But like, this is how teams think.
Mm-hmm.
Teams think like the worst thing, if you, especially in the NFL, the NBA has succumbed to this a bit. In baseball, unless you're the Dodgers or the Yankees, players don't play long enough for you to accrue this kind of power because baseball works differently, 1 of 26. But in the NFL, when the with the Sean thing, this is another underreported thing. It wasn't just the contract, the fully guaranteed contract. I think there are people in the NFL who saw Deshaun at 26 try and orchestrate his way out of Houston as the NBAification of the NFL.
Okay.
And that is another reason why I think there are several people around the NFL, many people around the NFL, very happy that he failed, because now he's become a cautionary tale of don't do that.
Well, and if we get back to Shador with this, if Shador was taken number two overall and let's just say started off his career great, he probably would be given a lot of different things that he expressed that he wanted prior to the draft.
It's the idea of slow playing it. Absolutely. Do we both light up when he said the Dylan Gabriel thing?
Well, yeah, I kind of wanted him to go a little bit further in that. It was an interesting takeaway, though. But then Dylan Gabriel is the result, and he kind of addressed that. It's like, all right, so if we're going to move the quarterback conversation to either you are a day one quarterback and you're going to be taken right off the rip and you're expected to lead the team or everything else, or you're a day two, possibly day three quarterback, and you fall into that Shador or Quinn Ewers category. I do think there is a difference of how people are looking at this, but it still doesn't explain how Dylan ended up going in the third round. Because if we're looking at this like you either are a first or you're starting to be a fifth-round quarterback, how did Dylan sneak in?
There's a part of me that wonders, in the trade down, remember, you gave up your fourth-rounder to move down a round, I think, is how that happened. There was some sort of pick swap. I kind of wonder if they initially earmarked him for the fourth-round spot And it sounds ridiculous, but it's only like 13 picks difference between where they picked at the end of the third round, the Amari Cooper pick, and where they were going to pick in the fourth round. And I wonder if they're just like, well, it's only 13 picks, not realizing, yeah, the optics of trading Amari Cooper for Dylan Gabriel aren't great. And I think if you said Dylan Gabriel in the fourth round, people still have a reaction. I don't think it's as bad as the third rounder.
Even that's still two rounds ahead of what any Matt Miller or Dane Brugger type person had him going as.
But at least in that case, I know this is a little reductive, but at least you can go, I wasn't a third rounder. Right? Like third round means we think you're going to start at some point. And everybody says he's going to be a really nice 10-year backup. I don't want a 10-year backup when there were still, and I'm going to continue to say the name, Charles Grant from William & Mary, there were still long-term starter caliber players on the board.
All right, let me ask you this, though. Do you buy into his thinking? And because I am curious what the scouts and what these people that do this, more importantly, what the Matt Millers of the world, because he's the one that preached the idea that they got to learn something from this past draft because so much of it did not go the way that they had prognosticated. Do you think the new NFL and how they approach this is going to be you're a first or a second round pick as quarterbacks go, or you're a fifth or beyond, essentially, and either you are starting right away or you're perceived to be a little bit more of a project and something we'll just throw in the back end?
I think it makes a lot of sense. I still don't love it because it's dismissive of a lot of really interesting...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Quarterbacks? But I think it's probably because what it acknowledges is the amount of players that get kicked up into the second or first round that probably shouldn't be drafted there.
Oh, okay, it's definitely going to happen. We have a lot of quarterbacks that should have been third or fourth round that then get a little bit of a bump up because you can't possibly label them what these new breed of quarterbacks taken third, fourth, really fifth, sixth round are now labeled as.
So, Matt, one of the reasons we had him on was his mock draft that was coming out. Some of it was his Drew Aller stuff, which I think dispels some of the narratives out there from casual fans. You can't really run away from the fact that he has the Browns having the number one pick in this draft, and it's by their own pick. It's not by Jacksonville, who I think he has taking 11th or 12th, the tackle out of Utah. I think it's pretty interesting that Matt's kind of the first one that I've seen have the definitive Cleveland is the heir apparent to the number one pick. Everybody else seems to have them somewhere in the top six, but not necessarily the worst.
Well, so he just used FPI, like to his defense. Remember that FPI that came out a couple weeks ago that had the Browns taking it number one overall? In the front of this, he put out there, that's all I did. I attached the FPI rankings, and that's what he used to justify it. What I thought was really interesting, Nick, is that according to what he has, we're not going to have many quarterback debates as of right now. Now, obviously, someone's still going to pop up, and what they're graded as right now is not what they're graded at, you know, a year from now. But if he's got Klubnik number one overall and not even close, and then Nussmeier at 11, and then Aller at 27, we're really not going to have many conversations about who to take number one overall.
He also had Sellers in the teens, but I think that's
right.
A good point.
I forgot about Winoris. That's right. I think it was like 16 or 17.
I think most people do, mostly because I kind of think he's in the Arch Manning camp of, man, if you stay at South Carolina for 2 years, you are going to have a really great chance the year before to be a not just a top three pick, but having a chance to succeed at a level in the NFL that you need to. Players, and hopefully the NIL keeps in there. I think the world of Lenoris. I've got kind of a soft spot because Shane Beamer is head coach there. Yeah. And I just, anytime somebody can have South Carolina as a good program, I kind of think that's good for the SEC. But I think what's interesting about it is that the Browns are going into a season with four quarterbacks, all of which are either might not be ready or could just flame out in very short order. And they're not perceived as the runaway number one pick in next year's draft.
Also, how is the perception going to be if Klubnik remains the number one pick and is like this far ahead of everyone? And the comp that Matt Miller currently has, if this stays true, is Baker Mayfield. Like, if the Browns draft someone that the best comp is Baker Mayfield, and then trust Stefanski and company to then try to run this back?
I mean, if it's Baker without the complications of Baker.
They got Baker.
We can play this game. They can say all they want that he was not going to win a championship for them. They didn't want to pay him $50 million a year because they thought it was a pain in the ass. Like that, I almost think the personal stuff took place in Cleveland, took precedence over the talent just because of all the things that came with Baker at that point that now no longer seem to come with Baker.
Okay. That's if I was them, I would start spinning that web as often as I possibly can. I would get that out there as much as you guys don't understand what a pain in the butt he was. He was driving us up the wall, and Klubnik doesn't do that. Like Matt Miller said, the one thing about Klubnik is that he's not as feisty. Like, he doesn't have that attached to him the same way that Baker did. Probably not going to have any police videos coming out with Klubnik as he's being chased down near a taco cart.
So the thing that I like about this season is so there's no teams tanking. There's nobody's tanking. Everyone's trying to win here. But of the teams who might be in a position to flip the switch very quickly, I don't know that there's a team in the NFL who is going to flip the switch to, hey, we suck this year and we got to be okay with that quicker than the Cleveland Browns. Because I think if it's Joe or Kenny and they start the season and you're 1-5 or 0-6, and I don't know, I'm not saying that's fait accompli yet, because I think people have overcomplicated or overspoke on the beginning of the season and the difficulty and all that, but if you start the season 0-16, it might benefit you to go 1-16 if it gets you the number one pick. There's not a lot of other teams in the NFL with that same conversation, other than maybe the Saints.
Yeah, I mean, if they're in the driver's seat, they got to do it, especially if there actually ends up becoming the difference that Matt Miller is pointing out right here.
Are the Browns clearly the worst team in the NFL? I don't think it's clearly. But I think you can see them pull the ripcord on this season pretty quickly there. 216-474-0092. Now the Peterlin Pass, coming up in 5 minutes on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.